Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, back to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
Now entering our studios, he's sometimes tolerable, according to Ray Ratto, it's Matt Kolsky. It's not a hypothetical, he is a candidate to win today, it's Matt Steinmetz. And our returning champion, this week got it right, it's Dan Dibley. And now your host for Jockberty, his game show host comp, Gene Rayburn, Circa Match Game, 1975. It's Whitey Gleason.
Wow. Well, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, players. Thank you, dear listener. Welcome once again to Jockberty, the game of useless sports knowledge. And welcome to Jockberty, Matt Kolsky. We'll catch up with Kolsky in just a moment here. Well, before we get to that, Matt and players, a few quick notes on the rules. We have two rounds, three categories in each round, three answers in each category. Of course, dollar values $1, $2, and $3 in the first round, $2, $4, and $6 in the Dibley double round, which includes two Dibley doubles. Then we go to, of course, final Jockberty. So, players, please remember to phrase your response in the form of a question. Remember to shout your name to buzz in. So let's test those buzzers. Steinie, what do you got?
Steinie,
yeah. And Dan Dibley?
Dibs.
And Matt Kolsky.
Kolsky.
All right. Well done, sir.
Good
buzzer. For the record, yeah, in case of a buzz-in dispute, Kyle has the final say on who buzzed in first. And today our players will try their luck with these Jockberty categories. Know Your Buffalo Bills, NBA Mount Leftymore, and we have a category to Kyle today, third in the Punch Bowl. So that's Know Your Buffalo Bills, NBA Mount Leftymore, and third in the Punch Bowl. Pardon me. Dibs, you are the champion. Please choose a category. Let's play Jockberty.
It's Know Your, I'm sorry, oh, Buffalo Bills. Let's go Know Your Buffalo Bills for one, please, Whitey.
In 15 years with the Bills, he sacked opposing quarterbacks.
Dibs.
Kolsky.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Bruce Smith?
Bruce Smith is right. Yeah, Kolsky buzzed in there, but Dibs a little bit quicker. So $1 for you, Dibs, steal your board.
Know Your Bills for two, please.
Elected to the Hall of Fame in 2007, this running back
Dibs.
Is the only... Yes, Dibs.
Who's Thurman Thomas?
Thurman Thomas is right. Wow, didn't even get to the rest of the clue, which always irritates my wife. She says, you didn't even read the whole clue. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, three for Dibs and steal your board.
Easy.
Sorry, Sheen. Yeah. I'm Sheen, dear friends with Sheen. Yeah, I would never want to cross the great Sheen. Know Your Bills for three, please. Sheen's better half.
He was a five-time All-Pro as a special teamer.
Dibs.
Tiny.
Oh, I heard Dibs.
Who's Steve Tasker?
Steve Tasker is right. You have $6, and that completes that category. Dan Dibley, off and running.
Yeah, we tried to book him, but at least I got him for three today. third in the
Who
punch
can fit
bowl.
Him in with all the crowded guest schedule today? I don't know if we'd be able
yeah,
to
crowded house. Don't dream it's over. Third in the punch bowl, please, for one.
All right, and here he is with the clue, our own Kyle Madsen, member of the Jeopardy team. Kyle Madsen.
Thanks. On Wednesday, he became the second Heisman winner to start at quarterback for the Ravens this
Kolsky.
Year.
Yes, Kolsky.
Robert Griffin III.
In a form of a question, please.
Who is Robert Griffin III?
Yes.
Sorry, my first time out.
That is allowable
failure.
In this round, yes.
Well, I remember my first midday shift. It's only 6 weeks ago.
Six for Dibs, one for Kolsky. Matt Kolsky, your board. We have third in the punch bowl for two and three, and we have NBA Mount Lefty Moore.
Is it out of line for somebody to explain to me some what the category? I guess not. Go ahead.
Let's go back to third in the punch bowl for $2.
Hello.
Third
all
in the punch
players
bowl
who
for
are
two.
Thirds.
Yeah. Once again, here's our own Kyle Madsen.
He spent 48 games with the Warriors last year before getting traded to Philadelphia.
Kolsky.
Yes, Kolsky.
Glenn Robinson. Who is Glenn Robinson the third?
Very well done.
Fast
nice
learner.
Save there. Two more gives you $3.
I tell you what,
$3.
That goes to show you what last year was about. I couldn't even remember anybody on the team.
Let's take another third in the punch bowl.
Go ahead. All right, third in the punch bowl for three, and for one final time, here's Kyle.
He's a third, but he was the second pick in the 2018 NBA draft after DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, man.
Skook-a-cook.
What the heck?
Who is Marvin Bagley the
third? Oh, God. Of course. MB3.
Embarrassing.
He's made a huge impact, too. How did we not?
So Dibs with six, Kolsky with three, Steiny still trying to figure out what the hell was that category. So Kolsky, still your board, Mount Lefty Moore. That's NBA Mount Lefty Moore for $1, $2, and $3.
Let's start with $1.
NBA Mount Lefty Moore for one. There's not a lot left for him to prove after going from sixth man of the year in 2012 to MVP in 2018.
Kolsky.
Yes, Kolsky.
Who is James Harden?
That is right. Well done. You've got $4 now. Yeah.
Woohoo!
I am a space cadet right now. Go ahead.
$2, please. $2.
NBA Mount Lefty Moore for two. Named to the Hall of Fame in 2011, he spent 13 of his 16 season with the Warriors.
Dibs.
Dibs.
Who is Chris Mullin?
Chris Mullin is right. Two more for you, Dibs, and you've got $8. And we'll complete the Jeopardy round with NBA Mount Lefty Moore for three. Here we go. A 10-time All-Star, scoring champ, and Defensive Player of the Year. He left the Spurs after helping them win the – yes, Steiny.
Who's David Robinson?
That's right. Welcome to the game, Steiny. You've got $3, and you're in this thing. That completes, as I say, the Jeopardy round. Let's get to know our contestants a little bit, shall we? Matt Steinmetz, we've been talking about the Warriors a lot this afternoon. Which Warrior, for better or worse, do you think will surprise fans the most this season?
Surprise fans the most? I'm going to say Pascal. Ooh. I'm going to say Pascal builds on his rookie year and proves that he's a starter he's an NBA starter down the line.
Nice, nice. Dan Dibley, earlier on the program, you shared with us one of your athletic low points, getting cut from a high school basketball team. How about, in the interest of fairness, can you share with us the highlight of your glorious athletic career, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Whitey. One of them would be the Napa Marathon 2007. I had a goal to run it under 4 hours, and I was on pace through 22 miles to do just that, and things got a little sideways. Literally, I was running in a sideways fashion, but despite leaking oil, I did finish in 3 hours, 58, and 49 seconds, so I accomplished that goal and immediately burst into tears, Whitey.
That is tremendous. Thank you for sharing that. And Matt Kolsky, again, welcome to the game. Playing very well here. We've been talking, Matt, today about our NBA comp. Steiny, apparently Kirk Heinrich is an NBA comp for him. Of course, he was a fine basketball player. Dibs compared himself to Scott Skiles. I know you play a little hoops. Who would you say is your NBA, all-time NBA comp?
I'm going to get weird on you, Whitey. I'm gonna take Gerald Wallace. You know, scrappy.
Wow.
I'm a rebounder. The shot's a little streaky.
Gerald Wallace was as athletic as hell.
Yeah, I'm a surprising athlete.
Yeah, yeah. At least he didn't say Chris Wallace or Marcellus Wallace.
I was thinking maybe more like Reggie Evans.
No, yeah. no, not at all. No, I don't play like that. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
More like Bobby.
I'm definitely
Evans.
More of a Gerald Wallace. You can't count on my shot, but you can count on some athleticism and effort.
Years
I gotta
ago,
be,
Matt.
I gotta, yeah. yeah, I just didn't think. Hey, my bad, Matt. I just did not have you as athletic. That's all.
When two Mats collide.
I'm 5'11", yeah. and I have dunked in my lifetime, so I'm not
nice.
Bad.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Gerald Wallace used to play in Sacramento, a very deep voice, and one time I was, for some reason, I was signing autographs at an event next to him, and as we got towards the end of it, somebody said, "Hey, Gerald, would you sign this for Whitey?" And he said, "Who's Whitey?" And it was I'd been sitting next to him the whole day. So that's what I'll never forget about the great Gerald Wallace. All right, let's move on here to the Dibley double round. We have
Whitey, he was just jealous that you signed more autographs than he did, you know?
Sure.
Kind of a
sure.
big deal.
Very nice. Very nice guy. Categories here in the Dibley double round, we have moving to Arizona, we have happy holidays, you're fired, and we have no L. So that's moving to Arizona, happy holidays, you're fired, no L. Remember, two Dibley doubles out there. Steiny, you currently trail, although it's close, 8-4-3, so why don't you choose a category, Steiny? Here we go with the Dibley double round.
Let's go with happy holidays, you're fired for two.
A Thanksgiving loss to Houston marked his final game as head
Dibs.
Coach of the – yes, Dibs.
Who is Matt Patricia?
That is right, Dibs. You're in double figures with 10. 95-7 the game, fun bucks.
No L for two, please.
No L. Year in which the Dolphins won all 14 games before taking three more in the postseason to finish 17-0.
Steiny?
Yes, Steiny.
What is Super Bowl? Well, what is 1972?
That's it. He's got it. Just beat the buzzer. Nicely done, Steiny. It's 10-5-4. That moves you into second place. Matt Steinmetz, your board, sir.
I don't get that category even a little bit. Let's go to happy holidays. You're fired for four
No skedaddle. That's very distasteful to do that. Yeah, it's
very,
really poor form.
Yeah, it's more my bit, really.
Happy holidays. You're fired for four. In 2003, this team fired Bill Cartwright days after Thanksgiving.
Kolsky.
Yes, Kolsky.
Who are the Chicago Bulls?
That's right. Four more for you. You've got eight. $8 for Matt Kolsky.
From Chicago, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I appreciate you catering a question to me, Whitey. That's very nice.
This windy city. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kolsky, just to set the stage for you here, moving to Arizona for 2-4-6. Happy holidays. You're fired for six and no L. Steiny, that's no L as in no losses.
No
I got
L,
it. You know, it's
no
funny.
L.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Kind of.
Where you want to go, Matt Kolsky?
I'm gonna search for the Dibley double. We're going to go moving to Arizona for four.
I can't stand when guys do that.
Moving to Arizona for four in 96. The Winnipeg Jets moved to Arizona and
Dibs.
Became this. Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Coyotes?
Phoenix Coyotes. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Four more gives you 14. 14-8-5, Dan Dibley.
Well, moving to Arizona for six. Get now.
There it is. The first of our Dibley doubles. Moving to Arizona.
Come
How
on,
much do
Whitey.
You want to wager here? 14-8-5, Dibs.
Steiny. Yeah, I'll go with I'll make it a true cowardly maneuver, Dibley double, and go just three, Whitey. $3. Three widgets.
I see it. Fair.
Two-time Pro Bowl quarterback from Portland State who threw 20 touchdown passes in 1988, the first season of the Phoenix Cardinals and the last season of his career.
Who is Neil Lomax?
That is correct. Wow. $3 more gives you 17. That was well played.
Well, thank
17
you.
To 8 to 5.
Yeah, covered him when I was doing play-by-play at Cal State Northridge. Shout out D2.
Now between you and me,
I grew up in Pennsylvania and knew that answer.
Okay.
And you went to school at Portland State.
Now, unfortunately, I have control of the board. So that,
all right.
Yeah. While we're hunting, it is rabbit season. No L for six, please.
Oh, there it is. Oh.
Who could have seen that?
He's found the second of the Dibley doubles here. 17-8-5. What are you going to wager now?
$1, Whitey. In honor of Dean Smith and the four corner offense.
Okay. For a dollar. No L, no L
that
for
was
six.
Good,
well, for one.
Thank you. Finally.
This is the only NFL franchise with multiple Super Bowl wins, two, and no Super Bowl losses.
Who are the Ravens?
That is correct. He's got $18. Not out of the woods yet, however. No L, no L for four remains. Happy holidays. You're fired for six. And moving to Arizona for two, Dibs.
Happy holidays. You're fired for six.
After going 7-9 in 1996, this former Cal coach was fired by the Raiders on Christmas Eve. Who is Mike White? Mike White.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard of him. Well, that's the thing, Whitey. That's funny because I was like, well, God, this is going to ring a bell. And it didn't.
No bell. No bells for any of us, apparently. No bells we're bringing. Speaking of Noels, Noel, Noel, no bells, no bells. For four, please, Whitey.
The 2007 Patriots went 16-0 but lost the Super Bowl to this team. Oh, man, Kyle, what do we got there? That was a flat-footed tie.
I got Steiny on that one.
Oh, Steiny. Come on.
Who are the Giants?
Who are the Giants is right. One more gives you robbed. Nine. Yeah, that was very, very close. So
very
this
close.
Is this is big. 18-9-8. And we complete the Dibley double round with moving to Arizona for two. MLB team that moved spring training in 2008 from Vero Beach, Florida.
Dibs.
Where they? Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Dodgers?
Dodgers is right. And that gives you $20 as we get ready to move to final Jeopardy. It's Dibley 20, Steiny 9, and Kolsky 8. I will say, Kolsky, I don't know how this thing's going to go, but you've played very well. We appreciate your joining us today, and best of luck here. Final Jeopardy.
Hey, Whitey,
Kolsky, yes.
Real quick, let me just interject. I got to apologize to Kolsky because, you know, he tried to get the Dibley double when the twos were available, and I made a snide comment and said, you know, I don't like people who do that. That's my bad, because you got to do that, clearly. You have to do that.
Kolsky, you can't, apology.
So I apologize to Matt, because that's the way you got to do it. You got to try to find them. Turn it
do
over.
You accept the apology, Matt Kolsky. Look, you accepting that apology?
It's just a couple of Matts getting back on the same page. I feel good.
Thank you, Matt.
There we go. we need you now to determine what your wager is going to be, and how, Kyle, how do you want him to... Is he going to text you?
Yeah. I told him before the show. I did a great job producing, and I let him know to text me, and I did that beforehand. So
yeah, well, Kyle's on top.
How about that? All right. So
great job, Kyle. Let
me know when we're ready to continue. Let me know when we know what the wagers will be again. Dan Dibley with 20, and Steiny with 9, and Kolsky with 8. And I'll give you the category. Oh, the category, by the way, is rare 49er matchups. Yeah, rare 49er matchups is the category, so you can base your wager on that. I probably should have told you that a moment ago. Rare 49er matchups. Yeah. Everybody ready to proceed?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here is your clue. While the 49ers have played Buffalo 12 times, they have only faced this team four times, most recently in December of 2017, when San Francisco was victorious 26-16. Good luck. Rare 49er matchups is the category. While the 49ers have played Buffalo 12 times, they've only faced this team four times, most recently in December of 2017 when San Francisco was victorious 26-16. One more peek at the scoreboard. Dan Dibley with 20, Steiny with 9, Kolsky with 8. We'll see how courageous Dibs is here. While the 49ers have played Buffalo 12 times, they have only faced this team four times, most recently in December 2017, when San Francisco was victorious 26-16. Matt Kolsky, what do you have, sir?
I'm going to go with who are the Tennessee Titans.
Sorry, that is not correct. What was your wager, sir?
Every penny.
Every penny takes you to zero. Over to Matt Steinmetz. Steiny, what do you got?
I have who are the Jacksonville Jaguars?
They played Jacksonville five times. Very close. They've only played them five times. What was your wager, Steiny?
I wagered 9, Whitey.
9? All right. Dan Dibley, looks like you're going to prevail today. What was your response?
I went with who are the Jags, Whitey.
All right. That's incorrect. Actually, the Houston Texans is the answer. The Houston Texans.
So
Dibs,
close.
What was your wager?
It was a coin toss for me. Not on the wager. But on the actual answer, I wagered $1, Whitey.
$1, $19 makes you the Jockey Champion once again, back-to-back, Dan Dibley. Congratulations.
Thank you, Whitey. I just want to say thanks to Matt Kolsky and give a big, sloppy promo to DRK today, 2-6. I'm always listening when I get in the car trying to shake off the after effects of a four-hour radio show. Really appreciate you coming on, Matt. Big fan. And, in fact, you are on Mount Matmore of all the mats here at 95.7 The Game.
I really appreciate that, Dibs. It was a pleasure to be here. I apologize for my failure of a performance, but maybe next time I can do better.
Hey, you did great.
We're all in the right division, by the way.
You did great. And fortunately for you, it is a double elimination format, so you fall into the Friedel bracket. Maybe you can play your way back into the winner's side.
thank you, Matt Kolsky.
Was that a Friedel laugh?
Yes, it was.
It's beautiful. Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful thing. Yeah, thanks, Matt. Well, and by the way, you did play well. That was a good game today.
Yeah.
It was a good game today.
Yeah,
well done. Dibs, is Matt Moore on Mount Matt Moore? Either Matt
Moore. No,
I don't
think
the quarterback or the
so.
Pitcher.
Yeah, okay. Either. He's not on, Matt Moore is not on Mount Matt Moore either. There are three Matt Moores better than that Matt Moore on Mount Matt Moore.
Gotcha.
Who would be on Mount Matt Moore?
Of all time, Matt's? Bay Area Matt's? Or
Matt Moore of all time.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah.
Matt Williams would be on the short list. Certainly. I was thinking more like Bay Area Mount Matt Moore because you got Matt Keogh, of course, the great A's pitcher.
Matt Chapman.
Matt Barnes. Matt Olson. Yeah. Matt Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
All solid. You know, I had a doormat I used
Matty
to love back in the early O's. Matty
Alou. Would be more like Matty.
Perhaps. And you're in there, too. You and Kolsky are riding that second four.
Very nice. Woo.
The JV mount, so to speak.
Thank you, Dibley. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And Whitey, that was a great question. That last thing was a great question. It was a great.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, like I said, I labored over that last night, and I was going to do something on sports movies, and I realized, Steiny doesn't like those. He's not going to be happy. So I threw it out, so I'm pleased to hear.
Now, I don't think that's really true, Whitey. Because I've seen I've seen Field of Dreams, mm-hmm. I've seen Hoosiers, mm-hmm. I've seen Hoop Dreams, I've seen, what else? Any Given Sunday, most of it. I saw North, I've seen North Dallas, I've seen North Dallas 40, I've seen Major League, I've seen The Natural.
What about a sports movie that is based on a true story that took place in Richmond, and I think some of it was filmed at San Francisco State, huh?
Coach Carter.
Yeah. Coach Carter.
Okay, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. I saw the one.
What?
I saw the Madonna, No Crying in Baseball with Tom Hanks.
League of Their
Own. That's a good movie.
League of Their Own.
Sure. Yeah. Or No Crying in Baseball, I think some people call it.
I saw Prefontaine. Prefontaine, really good movie.
Ones,
there were.
That's a sequel, right? I saw Fontaine. I didn't see Prefontaine.
I saw Post Fontaine, which I thought they were mailing it in.
Oh!
Did you hear that? He's laughing, people.
Really?
He is laughing. That's great. That feels really good, Steiny.
You got off to a really slow start. You're right in that thing, Steiny. Dibs got that last one at the end of the Dibley double round and kind of put him, gave him safe harbor. But that was a real match today. Thank you, players.
And, Steiny, you have to hunt for the Dibley doubles. It's like saying
to
a pro football team, you know what? We don't want you to throw deep. We don't want you to try to throw for the end zone. Go ahead and just check it down all game. You get control of the board, and you go deep. And when you have the lead, what did Dean Smith do? Pre-Jordan, they'd get up 20-18 with 14 minutes to go in the second quarter, and they would go four corners. We're going to bring it out. We're going to get the ball out of Ralph Sampson's hands. We're going to bleed this clock down, pre-shot clock. It's the same ideology, Steiny.
You know what my analogy was? I'm like one of those coaches that just still don't foul, when
right.
when you're down three with 3 seconds to go. And you give up a three, so I'm going to change my philosophy there. I'm going to start start fouling.
Get early control.
No,
you got to go hunting.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun Whitey, great questions as also.
Or what did you think of Kyle's category today?
As always, it was pretty. It was good.
Good.
Yeah. It was pretty good. All right.
Good.
When we come,
I don't even know why. There's
always one of the three that's going to be a skook, which I like because it shows that you know sometimes they're tougher than. Because a lot of times people in the audience will come down my road on Twitter, oh, I'd crush you in Jeopardy. I'd mop the floor with you. It's a little different when you're staring down the barrel of having to buzz in via Zoom, people.
It's like when you go to the driving range and you hit a bunch of good shots. You think golf is easy and you don't pay attention to the ones that you hit wayward. But then you get on the course, it's just like that, right? In your car, it's like you're in the driving range of Jeopardy. But it's different when you get out on the actual stage.
Yep. Yeah. Difference between a layup line and a game, Whitey. Good
Thank
call.
You.
Yeah, good call. All right, when we come back, hey, I wanted to ask you, we got something that's still a possibility. It's possible this may happen in the NFL this year. And if it does, the first time it's ever happened in history, or at least as far as I know. I want to talk about it on the other side. All right, it's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area Collision Centers are ready to serve you with a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 65 degrees and sunny in Yountville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.